الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As we promised yesterday, inshallah ta'ala, today we're going to go through the remaining of the dars of zakah. We said yesterday that zakah is obligated upon certain kind of properties or things that person owns. First is fruit and grain, animals, goods and merchandise, or business, and stock business, gold, silver, or whatever represent gold and silver, like money today, and some others. The first one, which is grain and food, is as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 267, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْفِقُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا كَسَبْتُمْ أَخْرَجْنَا لَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا تَيَمَّمُوا الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِهِ إِلَّا أَنْ تُغْمِضُوا فِيهِ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ غَنِيٌّ حَمِيدٌ الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا والله واسع عليم. All you who believe, give of the good things which you have honorably earned, and of the fruits and grain of the earth which we have producted or brought out for you, produced for you, and do not even aim at getting anything which is bad, in order that out of it you may give away something as charity, when you yourselves would not receive it except with closed eyes, and know that Allah is free of all wants and worthy of all praise. And also Allah Ta'ala warned us of the shaitan, because that would only occur and happen when the shaitan is pushing people towards it. As he subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the evil one threatens you with poverty and bids you to conduct unseemly Allah promised you His forgiveness and bounties, and Allah cared for all, and He knows all things. So, Allah Ta'ala clarified that we have to give out something of what He gave us, that He subhanahu wa ta'ala made us rich with, to give some to the poor. And also Allah Ta'ala, as in Surah Al-Ahzab 141, He Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَ جَنَّاتٍ مَعْرُوشَاتٍ وَغَيْرَ مَعْرُوشَاتٍ والنخل والزرع مختلفا أكله والزيتون والرمان متشابها وغير متشابه كلوا من ثمره إذا أثمر وينعه كلوا من ثمره إذا أثمر وآتوا حقه يوم حصاده. It is he who produced gardens with trellises and without, and dates and teeth with produce of all kinds and olives and pomegranates, similar in kind and different in variety. Eat of the fruit in their season, but render the dues that are proper on the day that the harvest is gathered, but waste not by axes, for Allah loved not the wasters. So Allah Ta'ala commanded us, وَآتُوا حَقَّهُ يَوْمَ حَصَادِهِ وَآتُوا حَقَّهُ يَوْمَ حَصَادِهِ. But render the dues that are proper on the day, on the day that the harvest is gathered. So we have to give out zakah. Now zakah for grain and fruits, the nisab of it, the word nisab means the amount you own that makes it obligatory upon you to give out zakah. That is called nisab. We have to remember these terminologies. Not everything needs to be translated. So that is nisab. So whenever I say nisab, you understand that this is the amount that you own, you earn, that makes it obligatory upon you to give out the zakah. And perhaps with the other conditions which make zakah obligatory. So the nisab of grain and fruit, it depends on how you are watering your farm. If it is watered by rains, like if you are in a land that receives rains regularly, then, or it is by valleys or fountains that run all the days, all the way, then you have to give one tenth of the harvest. You give one tenth of the harvest.
But
if if the farm is watered by bringing water from somewhere else or extracting water from a well, then you don't give 1/10 of the harvest, but you give half of the 1/10 of the harvest. So that's how much you give out. That is the calculation of how much you give out. And the amount, the nisab that you give out is as in the hadith when you reach 5 awsuq or 5 awsuq. 5 awsuq. Awsuq is brother of wisq, and wisq is a way yani it's a way of weighing things, and one wisq makes 60 sa' of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and each sa' is about 2 kilograms and or 2,040 grams. 2,040 grams. That is the sa'. So if we do a quick calculation now, we say the sa' is 2,040 grams, right? You multiply that by 60, which is one wisq, 60 sa', this would be 122,400 grams, which is not the final, and then you multiply that by 5, which is 5 awsuq, the nisab. You multiply that by 5 awsuq. Which comes six million and twelve thousand grams. That is the nisab. Now let's take it by kilogram. So we divided by 1,000, which would be 600 and 12 kilograms. So anybody has harvest of fruits and grains which equals 612 out of his farm, 612 kilograms, then he has to give out the zakah. Which we said, if it is, if the farm is watered by rain or fountains without anything, any duty from you, then you give out 1/10 of this, 1/10 of this 612 kilograms, or whatever you, your harvest is, maybe more. But if it is lesser than 612 kilograms, no zakah on it. No zakah on it. Right? Now this we finished with the zakah of the grain and food and fruits. Now the zakah of animals, it's not any animals, it's only three kinds of animals: camels, cows, and sheep or goats. Sheep or goats are treated the same as one kind. The condition for zakah of these thing, of these animals, camels, cows, or sheep, or goats, is that first of all, the purpose of holding them is to benefit of their milk, take their milk, drink, milk them, and or increase their number. That is, these are two conditions. The third is that these are shepherded naturally without you, bringing them food, without you bringing them whatever food you give. If they are shepherded in the open area, naturally without any expenses that you pay, then you have to give zakah. If it is in a cattle and you feed them, you don't give zakah. If it is shepherded in the open area, but the purpose of holding them is to sell them, it's not to take milk or to increase the number, then no zakah on that. The zakah, there is zakah, but it's not the way we are going to say, it's in a different way. What is the nisab for these animals? The minimum nisab for camels is 5 heads. If you have 4, you don't give out zakah. The minimum nisab of cows is 30 heads. If you have 29, you didn't give out zakah. The minimum amount of sheep or goats is 40 heads. Whether separately, any 40 head of sheep, 40 head of goats, or together, 20 sheep, 20 goats, you still have to give out zakah. Now, this is the minimum nisab for these animals. And if these animals are just newly born, still you have to give zakah. You count them with the zakah. And if you have 4 adult camels and 1 newborn camel, these are 5, because they are called camels. Same with cows. If you have 29 adults and you have 1 calf, then you have to give out zakah. Same with sheep and goats, same thing. If you are holding them for business, selling and like that, then it's treated the way goods and merchandise. That we are going to explain. Goods and merchandise, which means animals, buildings, cars, lands, whatsoever, grocery, whatsoever business you are running to have income and earning, must be zakah must be given out for it every year. And the way to do that is to set up a day in which you have started your business. If you don't know it, just assume a day. That in every year when this day comes, you have to give out zakah. What is the zakah here then? It's 2.5% of the estimate of the time of giving out zakah. Example, you bought, you are somebody who buys and sells cars. You go to the auction, and if you find good car, you buy it. Until the price goes up, then you sell it. And we say, if you have bought some merchandise or goods when the price was low, and now today the price increases, yet you did not sell it, but the price increases, already increased, on which price you give out zakah? On the new price. On the new price. Whether you sold it or not, it's still in hand. You have to give the zakah. You have to give the zakah. The fourth is gold and silver and whatsoever, then them like money today. Gold and silver. Allah Ta'ala in Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 34, in Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 34, said, وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذهب والفضة ولا ينفقونها في سبيل الله فبشرهم بعذاب أليم. والذين يكنزون الذهب والفضة فبشرهم بعذاب أليم. أنت there are those who buy gold and silver and spend it not in the way of Allah, announce unto them a most grievous penalty, or give them the tidings of punishment, severe punishment. And Allah, the Prophet ﷺ, as in Sahih Muslim, on the third of Abu Hurairah رضي الله عنه, said, the Prophet ﷺ said, ما من صاحب ذهب ولا فضة لا يؤدي منها حقا إلا إذا كان يوم القيامة صفحت له صفائح من نار فأحمي عليها في نار جهنم فيكوى بها جنبه وجبينه وظهره كلما بردت أعيدت له في يوم كان مقداره 50,000 سنة حتى يقضى بين العباد. There will not be any of those who owns gold and silver and do not give out the obligatory zakah for them, except that when it is the day of resurrection, there will be made for them containers of fire, as they used to have containers to save them, to save the money. Containers of fire that been blazed by the fire or heat, glazed fire or the fire, and then his forehead, his sides, his back would be branded with those metal containers that been, or those containers that made of fire. Every time it gets cooler, it is returned back to the fire to be more warmer and burn, to be heated and burn him with. In a day that is as long as 50,000 years, and it would be remaining in that severe punishment until the judgment is over. Then at that time punishment will stop. So that's very important for one to know. And here are some issues that every Muslim need to know about zakah. First of all, whatever cars you have to use, whatever houses you have to use, you own to use, whatever slaves you have, you don't give out zakah for, because slave is something you own. So you don't give out zakah for, because these things you use, anything is for your self usage, you don't give out zakah. You don't give out zakah for. Anything been prepared for renting, like buildings, apartments, cars, whatsoever is not for sale, but for renting to have earning, then the zakah is obligatory upon the money you earn out of that rented property, and a year completed while you are having this money earned from that rented property or whatsoever. So that earning, if remained in your hand for a year, then you give out zakah. The stock business or stock market. If you have these stocks for the purpose of giving you profits every year, then the zakah is on the profit that you get out of these stocks. But if it is for the purpose for owning these stocks is to wait for the stock market to, and the price goes up, then you sell it, then you treat it like the merchandise and goods, the way we explained. But the condition is that it reaches the nisab of gold. And we did not mention the nisab of gold and silver. Sorry, I forgot that. The nisab for gold is 85 grams. One may say there was no gram at the time of the Prophet ﷺ. Yes. At the time of the Prophet ﷺ, it was dinar for gold and dirham for silver. So, the nisab by dinar for gold is 20 dinars, which equals 85 grams today of gold. While the nisab of fidda is 5 awaqi. Awaqi is plural of uqiyya. Uqiyya is also a way of weighing things. This 5 awaqi equals 200 dirham, which equals 595 grams. And whatsoever represent these two minerals is supposed to give zakah for, like dollars, pounds, euros, lira, or whatever it is, rupees, you have to give zakah for, because these are representatives of the gold and silver. They are used instead of gold and silver. So, this is all what we mean about zakah, except for zakatul fitr. Perhaps yesterday we spoke about the qualities of whom you give zakah to. And we said there are 8, as in the ayah of Surah Tawbah, 60. Where Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتُ لِلْفُقَرَاءِ وَالْمَسَاكِينَ. Alms are for the poor and needy, and those, يعني الصدقاء, the charity, the obligatory charity, Surah Tawbah, I-60. 6-0. is for the poor and needy. And those, as we said yesterday, they said employed, this is wrong. It is designated to administer the, it says the fund, but that is wrong. It is the charity for those whose hearts have been recently reconciled to the truth, for those in bondage and in debt in the cause of Allah and for the wayfarer. So these are eight qualities of whom you give zakat to. And then we have the last is zakatul fitr. Zakatul fitr is a special zakah for Ramadan. And as we said, we have zakah or charity that is pillar of Islam. And we have zakah which is wajib, which is zakatul fitr. And then we have zakah which is optional, which is general sadaqah, general charity. Zakat al-Fitr is to be sa', which we said 2040 grams of rice or whatever. It would be sa' of dates or sa' of barley or whatever the common food in the land where you are at the end of Ramadan. And it is to be given for everyone, I mean on behalf of everyone, the husband, the wife, the children, and the like, whether they are young or adults. Zakat al-Fitr is to be given on the day of Eid, after Salatul Fajr and before Salatul Eid, which is very short and limited time. But some of the ulama said it is permissible to be given 1 day earlier, before Ramadan. Abdullah ibn Umar used to do so. And it is obligatory from the time, from the sunset of last day of Ramadan. Last day of Ramadan. So this is all about zakah, and inshallah ta'ala from Saturday we are going to start with Hajj, but we are going to begin with the story of the ancient house, how and it existed, how the Hajj became obligatory, who from the prophets did Hajj, and then we come to end up with the Hajj of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as described by Jabir and others, and then we come to explain the mistakes that most of the Hujjaj today commit. Inshallah ta'ala, this would be on the coming 2 weeks, may Allah ta'ala, and that would be constantly every day, meaning Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday at 11 p.m. Saudi time. And now, yani, I don't know if you will or if you want to begin the Arabic classes from the coming Saturday at 10 p.m. Saudi time, meaning an hour earlier than PIPI, then you have to register. So, and you need to send your P.O. box number, and how we can deliver you the books if you don't have them, or if your computer does not read Arabic.
But if it does read Arabic, then alhamdulillah, that's great. If it does not, then you need to send us your B.O. Box takes time, but we will send you the give us the address, so DHL or some other companies can deliver to your house. Huh? At your cost perhaps. The box is going to be given free, but the delivery cost is upon you. You have to pay. But if you have enabled computer, Arabic enabled computer, then we can send you the link that you can download the books from, so you can follow up with us. Those who are interested in learning Arabic, you can send that to my email, lmforall@hotmail.com. And here we end up. If there is any question, you can raise your hand now, so we know. Not necessarily to write it now, just raise your hand so we can know that there are some people who are willing to ask. Don't make it until we close and say, oh, I was writing it. Okay, Umda will go ahead. Abdul Hakim also. Microscope as well. Manhaj Salafi. Whoever ready is question ready, just post it. Okay, Om Dawood says, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How do they give zakah on things that are handmade, like garments and other things? And if you do not make a lot of money, can you give the things you have made? How do we pay for the books? Okay, two questions. The first one, first of all, whatever you make, handmade or whatever it is, if you make it for selling, then you are doing business. We said, you set up a date, you say, okay, I started this business on the, for example, the 4th of December 2007. Now, you wait until 4th December 2008, and then you see how much money you have. Then you give out, and how much money you have, then you give out 2.5% out of that, if this money is either or most of it from this kind of business. Okay? And if you do not make enough money or a lot of money, then you don't have to give out zakah. But remember, how much money you have to earn, so zakah is obligatory. We said whatever is the cost of 85 grams at that day, at the day when you are looking to give out zakah. Now the second question, how do we pay for books? We said books are free, but you pay for the delivery. They bring it to you, they will ask you to pay, so you pay. But the books are free if you don't have an Arabic-enabled computer. Allah Alam. What about the others? You read them all? Okay, Abdul Hakim says, I would like to join the Arabic, inshallah, but in which time will it be for London time? It would be here Saudi time, 10 p.m. And what time? Let us know now what time it is now in London. Can you let us know, Abdul Hakim, what time it is now in London? Okay, this means 3 hours difference. 8:55, and here 11. How can be? 3 hours. Okay, so we're gonna do that 10 p.m. That means 2 o'clock. O'clock Eastern Standard Time. 2 p.m. All right. Okay, read that. Is there any other questions?
Yeah, one of them. She asked me if it is. Put it into the topic.
Now here?
Yeah.
No, you can ask any. You can ask any question. Now you have 8 minutes remaining. Or 7. Assalamu alaikum. Saturday to Tuesday. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Same as PIPI. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. With regard to hating the kuffar, do we hate them themselves or hate what they are upon? Wallahi, I don't know what kind of benefit you get out of that. You hate what they are upon. But because they are up on that willingly and by their own desire, you hate them for their own desire. Wallahu a'lam. It is like do we hate the person or just what they are upon? Okay, you hate killing. Yeah, I understand. You hate killing, but you love the killer. How can I understand that? Before he kills, you used to like him, to love him, because he was a normal person. But when he has committed this kind of sin, we hate him. You love your friend until your friend speak bad about you, which you hate. You hate this kind of slandering or backbiting. But you then boycott him. Why? Because he committed something you hate, you don't like. Do you understand me now? Okay, is there another question? Manhaj al-Salaf, is it allowed to say Jazakallahu without saying Khayran? Well, it is allowed if you intend Khayran, but it is better to say Khayran because the one who listens to you does not know what you have in your heart, because Allah make jaza of khair and shar or evil or yani punishment. Ismail saying I see, but with the Muslim, for example, if they commit sin, then we hate the sin, but we don't hate them. But with the kuffar, we hate them themselves. No, that is wrong. No, that is wrong. Even with the Muslim, we love the Muslim for the good he has and he does. And we hate him for the bad or the sin that he commits. As we know that when the Muslim commits the sin, at that time, as the hadith of zina, إذا يعني زنا الزاني يرتفع الإيمان فوق رأسه كالظلة. If the one commits zina, then his iman, his faith, is يعني leaves his heart and remains above him as a cloud until he leaves that bad sin, bad manner, bad character, then the iman returns back to his heart. So in that moment, he lost his iman. And that's why when it returns lesser. Naam. So we hate even Muslim, we hate, yani we don't love the Muslim who, we don't like the Muslim who commit yani sins or bid'ah. We don't like them, although they are Muslims, but we don't like them. And that not from all sides, not from all aspects, but from the aspect of the sin or bid'ah. Once they are not doing it, once they are repenting from that, we love them from all sides. Yani they love to the Muslim yani by percentage, you know, it goes up to maybe 100%. Like you love the Prophet, you love the companions, you love the angels, you love all prophets and messengers, 100%. Then it goes lesser when the person commits yani the sin, as Allah Ta'ala said, أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ كَالْمُجْرِمِينَ أَفَنَجْعَلُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ كَالْمُسْلِمِينَ مَا لَكُمْ كَيْفَ تَحْكُمُونَ. Are we going to make Muslims, perfect Muslims, like criminals? What kind of judgment you make? وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ. What do you mean, what book? For Arabic? If it is for Arabic, then we are doing Ajurumiya, which is the, we have done Qaida Baghdadiya, which is the proper pronunciation of the letters and wording and words of Arabic. We have done that. Finished, examined everything. Now we are doing the Ajurumiya, the Ajurumiya, and we are doing the exercises on Usul al-Thalatha, the exercises of Ajurumiya. of the grammar of Arabic is made is to be done on the usul al-thalatha of Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahab. And these are the links you have now. You can go to and download the books if you have if your computer is Arabic enabled. If not, we're going to send you the book, and we are going to put a board and the camera directed to the board, and I'm going to write on the board, so even if you don't have the Arabic enabled, you still can read because it shows as a drawing. Naam, wallahu a'lam. And here we start to end up our session today. May Allah Ta'ala gather us always on the right and on the righteousness and on what He Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala likes. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to gather us back again in the day of resurrection, along around with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, drinking from his leg, getting his intercession, and inshallah Ta'ala we another question. One who has a daughter, Allah make it an abstain from the fire. Yeah, طيب, what is the question? This is the hadith. What? Is this hadith true? Yes, this is hadith sahih. This is hadith sahih. The Prophet ﷺ said, who has three daughters, raise them up upon Islamic way, make them pious, they will be a reveal or a veil, there will be a veil for him from the fire, protection. Then one of the Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what about two daughters? He said, even two. Another one said, what about one, Ya Rasulullah? He said, even one. نعم والله أعلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى وصحبه. And now we leave you with the repetition of the درس. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته وإياكم أخي بركاته.